Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we continue with chapter 103 in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Gimel. It has been said that there have never been two identical prayers. We each approach Hashem from our unique experiences, and even our own prayers change daily as our lives unfold. So does our relationship with Hashem. This chapter 103 is an extremely personal expression of thanks, not in general, but for our own personal lives. David HaMelech speaks to his soul, and it's in the feminine. And we will notice the beautiful alliteration that this allows for, how so many words conclude with that yud. But it also allows for a depth and an exquisitely personal touch, as David HaMelech has a heart-to-heart with his own neshama, his soul. In these two chapters, 103 and 104, the words Barchi Nafshi are written five times. Medrash Tehillim says this is to thank Hashem for the five books of Torah that have sustained us and inspired us through life. The Medrash continues and says, it is possibly also to thank Hashem for the five worlds we live through. The world of the womb, the world of infanthood, the world of life, the world after death, and the world of Tchias HaMesim, resurrection. The early classic work Chovos HaLevavos, written by Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pakuda in the 11th century, speaks of a stranger who arrives in a city alone and spends the year making acquaintances, forming relationships, learning the people, and learning the unspoken rules of the city, the social idiosyncrasies and culture. But after a year, he knows he will need to leave again, alone, and compares this to our soul. We are born into a world and form so many relationships. We touch so many lives and we are touched by so many as well. We learn so much, achieve so much. But then in the end, our soul once again returns alone back to Hashem. And even through this journey, there will be no one who truly understands your journey from your unique vantage point. Although we hope we will have many who will love us, support us, and on some level understand us, there is no one who has been with you through every part of it. There is an aspect of aloneness that is by definition life. It is just me and Hashem. And it's important to check in with our soul as it takes its journey throughout these five worlds. How is our soul doing? Are we making time for her? Is she doing okay on this journey? Is she satisfied with her achievements? Is she struggling? Is she lonely? The awareness that we are actually on a unique voyage and journey can be an overwhelming realization, kind of a lonely one. But when we can connect ourselves at this deepest level to Hashem, to be with Him in that space, There is nothing more meaningful than that. In Tehillim, we find many instances where David HaMelech is extremely cognizant of his soul's experience and finds so much comfort and strength in the knowledge that Hashem is with my soul, in my soul's experience, even when that experience is a painful one. Like, for example, in chapter 31, Agila ve'esmecha bechastecha, Asher ra'isa es anyi, yadata bitzaros nafshi. I rejoiced in your kindness, in that you saw my suffering. You know the troubles of my soul. So back to our chapter 103. David HaMelech is talking to his soul and reminding her, on this very unique journey that you have been taking through these five worlds, this journey that you alone will take, you have a vantage point from which to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem from your life that no one else will ever be able to. And the tone of this chapter is gratitude. David HaMelech reminds his soul, we share a secret, you and I. You know what you have been through. You know the dangers you were in. You know the mistakes you made and the mistakes you could have made. My dear soul, my nefesh, barchi nafshi es Hashem, let us together bless God from our unique and personal and private space that only we can. So verse 1, L'David, barchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravai es shem kacho. For David, bless Hashem, my soul, all my being, his holy name. And verse 2, Barchi nafshi es Hashem, ve'al tishkechi kol gmulav. Bless Hashem, my soul, and do not forget all his bounties. Again, if I don't thank Hashem for all he did for me, then no one else can. So let's remember every detail. Verse 3 to 5 talk about the fact that while Hashem is perfect, we are not. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim speaks of the fact that just as there is illness and health in our body, there is in our soul, and that the mitzvos keep us healthy and sins make us ill. David HaMelech reminds his soul here that we know that we sinned, and yet Hashem healed our sins, our illnesses. He cured you, my dear soul. Hasoleach l'chol avonechi, harofei l'chol tachalu'aychi. He forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases. Hago'el mishachas chayechi, hama'atrechi chesed v'rachamim. He redeems your life from the pit, surrounds you with steadfast love and mercy. And verse 5, hamaspia b'tov edyech tischadesh kanesher ne'uraychi. He satisfies you with good things in the prime of life, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In this verse 5, Malbim reminds us that just as an eagle molts and sheds its feathers, growing new ones again, the soul after death will live again, youthful and strong. In verse 7, Yodia drachav l'Moshe l'vnei Yisrael alilosav. He made known his ways to Moshe, his deeds to the children of Israel. Radak explains, David HaMelech reminds us here that Hashem taught his ways to Moshe. What we will see in the next verse, that Hashem is rachum v'chanun, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. In Sefer Shemos, Moshe asks Hashem, Hodi'eni na estrachacha, tell me your ways, help me understand them. But, livnei Yisrael alilosav, we, the Jewish people, we have lived that knowledge. We have experienced those moments of kindness, of forgiveness, each in our own way. What is amazing about this conversation with my soul is now I'm able to connect my journey with the eternal journey of my nation and my world and understand that the love Hashem has shown me is the love he shows all of us. And so, I have discovered much more than my own personal relationship with Hashem. I have learned his ways. Verse 10, Lo kachata'enu asalanu, v'lo ka'avonosenu gamal aleinu. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has he requited us according to our iniquities. And here, David HaMelech speaks of how huge is Hashem's kindness. Verse 11, Ki kigvoa shamayim al ha'aretz, gavar chasto al yireav. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. And he speaks of east and west. Verse 12, Kirchok mizrach mima'arav, hirchik mimenu es pisha'enu. As east is far from west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Rav Hirsch explains, east and west are opposite ends of the world. And we live in a world of cause and effect. According to Newton's third law of motion, every action will have an equal and opposite reaction. The consequences of sin should be immediate and devastating. But that is not what Hashem does. He holds back the results and waits for our teshuvah and keeps the destruction we should have caused as far away from us as west is from east. And more than that, just as east and west are opposites, Hashem's ultimate plan is actually transformation, to help us move from west to east, to make true and lasting change, to remove from us forever our pesha'enu. Why? Because he loves us like a father to his children. Because we take our soul, our unique self, and join her to the Jewish nation, and remind her here that she is part of a nation with a powerful mission and a beautiful relationship with Hashem. In verse 13, Kirachim av albanim richam Hashem al yireav. As a father has compassion for his children, so Hashem has compassion for those who fear him. He knows us. He understands us. Hashem didn't choose us to be his nation despite our mortality and fallibility and tendencies to mess up, but because of them. The Torah was meant to transform people, not angels, and Hashem works with people. Verse 14, Ki hu yada yitrenu, zachor ki afar anachnu, for he knows how we are formed. He is mindful that we are dust. The next few verses, David HaMelech speaks of the fragility, the transience of man, comparing his life to that of a blade of grass or a flower. When we think of our journey and how insecure we really are, verse 15, Enosh kechatzir yamav, kitzitz hasadeh kenyatzitz, man, his days are like those of grass. He blooms like a flower of the field. Verse 16, Ki ruach avrabo ve'inenu, v'lo yakirenu od mikomo. A wind passes by and it is no more. Its own place no longer knows it. So knowing all this, what a tremendous and comforting gift is the knowledge that we little fragile flowers, we are connected and imbued with life and eternity by our relationship with Hashem's kindness. Verse 17, V'chesed Hashem me'olam va'ad olam al yireav, v'tzidkaso livnei vanim. But Hashem's steadfast love is for all eternity towards those who fear him, and his beneficence is for the children's children. Our understanding that as we go on our journey, we are holding tight and holding on to the covenant with Hashem. And that is what keeping Torah and mitzvos do for us. Verse 18, L'shomrei briso ulezochrei pikudav la'asosam, of those who keep his covenant and remember to observe his precepts. Verse 19, Hashem b'shamayim hechin kiso u'malchuso b'kol mashala. Hashem has established his throne in heaven and his sovereign rule is over all. And as we approach the end of this powerful chapter, we turn with our new profound understanding and feel compelled to cry out to the entire world, every single being, wherever you are, and from whatever vantage point you are experiencing Hashem, we are all on Hashem's journey in this cosmic space. And what we need to do is Baruch Hashem, praise Hashem as us, and listen to Him. Serve Hashem. Follow His plan. Do your journey. Whether you are angels or humans, wherever you find yourself in Hashem's world, praise Him. Bless Him. Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibori Koach, Osei Devaro, Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. Verse 20. Bless Hashem, O His angels, mighty creatures who do His bidding, ever obedient to His bidding. Yes, in this verse, we even encourage the angels. And verse 21, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzva'av Misharasav Osei Ritzono. Bless Hashem, all His hosts, His servants who do His will. And verse 22, Baruch Hashem Kol Ma'asav B'chol Mekomos Memshalto. Bless Hashem all His works through the length and breadth of His realm. But how does David HaMelech conclude this awesome chapter? With a final whisper to his own soul. Once again, he turns inward and speaks to his own soul and finishes this chapter the way he began it. I will not suffice with instructing the entire world to bless Hashem. I remember me and my own personal journey and conclude, let my own soul bless Hashem. Barchi nafshi es Hashem. Thank you for studying together Li'iloi Nishma Sana Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bat Chaim Leib.